Hello, hello, my dear audience. I'm Peter Resnick, and welcome to the Dr. Peter Resnick Toolbox. I know I'm not supposed to be so excited. I'm supposed to be Mr. Cool, balanced psychologist, but I cannot and I don't want to because I'm so excited. I have here an incredible guest for you, and I feel, even though I know I'm 6 years older than him, I feel like a teenager who, by grace of God, somehow got an opportunity to talk to a real Superman. Break the chains of your mind, and you will break the chains of your body, wrote Richard Bach in Jonathan Livingston Seagull exactly 50 years ago. Wow. But when you're about to hear, write about it, he proved that actually it is possible. He ran half a marathon, that is 13 miles, 21 kilometers in his swimming trunks without shoes in Arctic Circle. He holds 26 world records. But I guess what? I want to tell you something before I will start talking to him. That's not because of records. I did not invite him for this interview. Many people do impressive things. I heard someone eat 140 eggs in 8 minutes. That's also a record. But except the constipation, it will not produce too much. But this reason, this man created two things that are so impressive, and that's why I'm so excited to talk to him. He demonstrated that the cold training, we'll talk about it, and a particular form of breathing may actually have great benefits on our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And what is the most important is that he demonstrated also that he can teach others, you and me, to do the same. So, ladies and gentlemen, Wim Hof. Hi, Wim.
Hi, Peter. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. I know how busy you are. Thank you so much for taking this invitation. Before I start talking to you and asking you questions, for those, I'm sure that many people, many of my listeners know about you, but for those who do not know you, would you introduce yourself? Would you tell us how you got into this whole business of cold and what actually Wim Hof method that I use is?
Yes. So I'm Wim Hof. I'm like anybody. I'm a simple man, yet I got a big drive to find out what is life. This is the way I started. So I started somewhere in my head. I want to know what love is. I want to know what the depth is of my being. I want to know it all. And in the books, I could not find it. So instead of going into the books, I mean, I read a lot of books, but that certain day, it was a Sunday in the morning, I felt this attraction to go into cold water. And I looked around, nobody was there. I stripped myself of my clothes, went in, and I found the answer. I found the answer, the deep connection with the physiology of mind through my mind. This was the first realization without understanding really what was going on by thoughts, but by gut feeling. My intuition brought me into the water. The gut feeling brought me into this deep connection. And then from there on, the philosopher, whom I was recently, the before that, and the debater and the speaker and always talking and thinking, suddenly had found a tool, a way to get deeply inside. It made me that day, and it was only 1 minute that I was in the ice water when I was 17. It made me feel so there, so good. It gave me a rush, and it was overwhelming. It was simply there. So the other day I came back and I did the same. And from there, I realized that if I took a deep breath, I could alter my physiology. I could change my biochemistry. I could make the cold go away, stay longer in the cold. Is learning how to deal with stress. So that's what I did. And very soon, I had found a very effective way of breathing that could bring me in the deepest of my physiology and make me stronger. So then I separated the breathing, I brought it home, and then I saw in those breathing attempts and searching and investigating with through the breath, I saw all what they have been talking about from Siddhartha, you know, the yoga and all that from the old scriptures, the mysticism, the chakras, the light, the jyoti, the pneuma, the ki, the chi. I saw it all and I learned to control that.
But so that was without you studying pranayama. It's on your discovery, right?
Pranayama and yoga at that time, it was not there. That was something completely different than what it is right now. Now it is very known. Back then, it was a strange thing to do. Back then, it was not a concept that is from the East. It's like karate or kung fu. Some Eastern discipline, esoteric, not here. This is the West. This is different. We got to work. We got to go for a career and do maybe some neuro-linguistic programming. I don't think it even was then back then existent. Thing is, in that time, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, he just recently came into our world, in the Western world. That's the way meditation twice a day, 20 minutes. That was the yoga. That was, it was so mystical all. So it was very unknown. I learned to go into the deep physiology through the breathing. Because when you go into the cold, the first thing you learn to do is breathe deep. And that from there, I cultivated it. Then I separated it. And all the pranayamas and all that, hey, nice. But that is of long ago. Now, with our contemporary stress and daily life occupations and thinking, we need a more direct way to learn to stop our thinking and go into feeling. The cold does it. The cold learns the blood pressure to go to deeper areas of the brain. And there in the deeper areas of the brain, we lack because we are thinking beings all the time. But that was done back then. It made me just feel very, very good. It took me 25 years of learning, practicing, and I always felt so great and good, had a lot of energy. That was me until I found my way to the radio, newspaper, radio, television. And they came to me, and from there it accelerated in the world because I could do all kinds of things they thought of is impossible. They challenged me. Television is always challenging people to make it dramatic and spectacular and all that. And then it caught the eye of the scientists, of the scientific world. Then they began to test on me. And then I saw I had a control that was not known in medical science over my physiology. And then they gave me an injection with an E. coli bacteria, which normally thousands of people became sick. And then I took the same injection of the bacteria, and I just suppressed the inflammation, the E. coli bacteria's reaction on the immune system. And they had never seen that before. And then they said, yeah, but you are the Iceman. And I said, no, I can train people just in a couple of days and learn them to suppress inflammation caused by a bacteria or virus. It does not matter, because it both creates inflammation. We can bring at will the inflammation down. Then I took a group, and in 4 days, I trained them. And then back in the hospital, they showed 100% score after thousands who could not. Suddenly 12 persons all were suppressing within 15 minutes the inflammation caused in the overreactive immune system caused by the E. coli bacteria. And that is where we have shown for the first time in medical history how to influence deeply into the autonomic nervous system and into the immune system. That has changed the foundation of medical science, as you know, as a doctor.
Was it in Amsterdam?
It was in, no, near Amsterdam is a Nijmegen Radboud University here in the Netherlands. But first, I showed it in the vague nerve experiment in New York. In New York, let me tell you, Peter, in Manhasset, New York, there is a biochemical institute called the Feinstein Institute. And it is led by Dr. Kevin Tracy, who now became a friend of mine. And we are going to do a study in New York together with a Harvard professor and a Stanford professor on inflammation, which is, as you know, the cause and effect of disease itself. So if we are able at will as humans, and this can do, anybody can do this, because we showed this in the comparative study. It is science now. It is scientifically stated. It changed the books in the university. It's there. We can influence the immune system, the overreactive immune system, to suppress it. And we can influence it to the level of the autonomic nervous system. And that means we change the perspective of what is inflammation. And inflammation is much, much bigger. It's like 60, 70 million people die of inflammatory diseases every year. That is much bigger than the pandemic, what is going on, because it goes year in, year out, year in, year out, and they have no answer. And now we will do a study in New York on inflammation very soon. In springtime, it will start. But let me go back in this story. I began as somebody, as a simple guy, pledging myself, I'm going to do something about disease. I'm going to do something about depression, suffering. I want to make this world a better place. I don't know how, but I start. That is belief. And it took me 25 years to go on my own exercising to find by my gut the right exercise to connect deeply within my own physiology, the way we are meant to be. But we forgot about it. We alienated. So then I got caught up with the radio, television, and they challenged me all kinds of records, like climbing Mount Everest to the death zone in shorts, or swimming under the ice, or hanging by one finger in midwinter between hot air balloons at 1 mile up there, or running a full marathon beyond the polar circle in shorts, or in the desert without drinking. All those things I did to show that our body is so much more capable than what we think it is. Mm-hmm. And then the scientists came in and they saw the Iceman that was in the meanwhile. I caught up with this nickname. They nicknamed me as the Iceman. Then they, the scientific world, it caught the eye of the scientific world. And then they came in and they began to do experiments on me. And then they saw, wow, what this is medically actually not possible. This is physiologically actually not possible. But he is doing it. But he is the Iceman. And then I said, no, anybody can do this. This is nature. And then I, it all began. And now I did so many documentaries. And next year, this coming year, a Hollywood film they are going to make about my life. And that is the beautiful thing about Hollywood is it is the best marketing. And I like to take and to use the tool of the of Hollywood, of the Hollywood film, to bring out via a dramatic story of a simple man who is has changed the foundations of what we think is possible within our body and mind. And that there I am. This is the way I explain myself to people. And that all is caused by belief. And I stuck with the belief. And when belief is like water, it mounds up, it mounds up, it mounds up, it mounds up, and then it becomes unstoppable.
Thank you very much. It's a wonderful explanation of what you do and your view, actually your view of reality. But I have very specific interests. I work with a lot of cancer patients. Half of my patients are...
Stop, Peter.
Yes.
Yesterday, this is a great opportunity. I will tell you why. Yesterday, I was with people, two people. My son passed on their names, and they really asked me, because the woman had cancer. And she could not be treated because she had 0.4% white cells, white blood cells. And that was too low to get into chemo. So she could not be treated. That is medical science. Then I said to her, do this. And she began to do the method, the breathing, the going into the cold showers. And within 2 weeks, she raised from 0.4 to 4.4. That is 11 times more within 2 weeks. And now she is into chemo very successfully. And I had many people with breast cancer, too low a percentage of white cells. And then within a week or 10 days, it raised like 20-fold or 10-fold or 50-fold. And now they didn't had to lose their breasts, mastectomy, and all these things, you know. And they are happy. They are healed. And on top, if you do this breathing techniques plus the cold, then the chemo works a lot better. This is what the people say to me.
Before even we get into chemo, even before we start fixing what is broken, I have a question. You're familiar with Otto Warburg, right?
Yes.
But for those who are not familiar, I just would like for my listeners, to those who don't know about him, Dr. Warburg received Nobel Prize in Physiology in 1931, and he found that diseased bodies are highly acidic, which repel oxygen, right? And it's overgrowth of different disease-causing microorganisms. So, and what he said that if we have the alkaline body, then we can prevent actually from getting sick. But it wasn't a cure, because from what we know in medicine is that the body somehow has all mechanisms to keep our pH at 7.4. But what we learned, and here's my question to you, that if it's possible for some period of time to keep our blood highly alkaline, then we can actually kill the bacteria, kill viruses, and kill cancer cells. Is that right? Has it been your experience?
Absolutely. They did a study, and it is going to be published, that the pH levels went up to 7.88, and then it comes back to 7.4, and 5 hours later, they took the blood again. It was still a high and nice and good and great. And like before, people tend to be slightly acidic in the lymphatic system. Yeah. That is in the deep system. And it's like the garbage system. It takes on whatever is going on. And then later, it gets it back when the people are ready to work it out. That is the way the physiology works. But we had no way to get into the lymphatic system and to learn to cleanse it. And now, through these breathing techniques, we are able to tap into past the lymphatic knots into the lymphatic system and raise the alkalinity, the pH level, way up. And that cleanses the body. What happens with cancer is simple. Yeah. It's anaerobic. It's when there is long time too acidic a state, then it produces a cell division because that's nature. And when there is no oxygen, it does it anaerobically. And that is actually cancer. So can we prevent cancer from coming in?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
By bringing more oxygen, making the body's pH level secured every day, right, nice, and okay.
So you're suggesting that if we would practice every day this Wim Hof method, like I'm doing it every single day, so we can actually prevent, or it can be not only technique to cure cancer, but it can be a technique to strengthen your immune system and prevent yourself.
I think, yes, Peter. I do not think only, I'm fully convinced that this can go with the existent practices of oncology. It can go, and it should go. Then chemo works suddenly better. What is that? Millions of people cannot be treated because they have too low in account of white cells. Yes?
Yeah.
So for those people already, we have an adequate answer. Now, boom, bang. And so this should be implemented into the healthcare. This should be talked over with oncologists who really take care to study possible new treatments to get things better healed and cured and treat it. That is the simple truth about this. And Otto Warburg, he was right, but now the cancer is still existent. So we have to go always for innovations, new ways. Are there new ways? I tell you, this is a new way, and it needs to get out. Hey, it is all natural, doesn't make money. It only cures people. It makes people feel good. It makes people who doing chemo having the best of their time of their life. So why not getting this to the people? That's my question, you know?
Yeah. You know, there are special interests. I'm afraid that they will not recommend to teach it in, even if it's 100% proven that it works. They will not be teaching it in medical schools because you cannot make money on it.
There is the real cancer.
Yes.
But for the people who are listening, just do this as a way to prevent, as a way to raise your pH level, and where in cancer, what happens when you go and do these breathing techniques is that you activate the adrenal axis, it spikes, and it resets the body. That means at that moment, it kills the cancer cells, it activates stem cells, it recycles damaged cells. That is what it does. That is logical. It's coming from nature. Nature wants you to be at best. What we do with the breathing exercises is in a controlled, a hypoxic state, bringing it, which is dangerous. But we feel good when we do it. And this is the way to tap into the deepest of the physiology, make a reset through the adrenal axis, and make the best of the functionality of the body the way nature meant it to be. And that is where cancer cells should not be. Stem cells should be there for repair, and damaged cells should be recycled. And this is just a little bit explaining about the logic of this method.
Wim, if people want to read more about your work, I have this book. But which one? It's called The Way of the Iceman. But what is the best book if they're to choose to read?
Ah, there is a new book. A New York Times bestseller list, it was. Also, you know. So that is the Wim Hof Method. The Wim Hof Method. That is a new book. And it's already in 22 languages all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I get so many. This really is a hands-on book with a lot of links, a lot of techniques, a lot of explanation. Also explains the story of my life, just to make you identify. I'm a simple man, but I believe in the good of people. I believe in happiness, strength, and health. And I found in nature, not in the books, I found it in nature. And now I put it after 44 years inside a book for you to read, to take the shortcut and to awaken to your beautiful physiology and your control of your mind the way nature meant it to be. Because that it is.
Thank you. I still have so many questions, but let me jump to another issue.
Good.
I don't know what your belief system is, what your worldview is. For example, I grew up totally in atheistic society, Soviet Union, religion was no. And I came to becoming a religious man through studying physics and mathematics. And I wanted to know, to me, the world is a place of meaning. And I have no doubt that there is let's call it higher consciousness that runs the show. So my question to you now is, we know, Russians used to jump in the lake, running out of the hot bath, and roll in the snow. It's not a new thing, but Wim Hof phenomena is happening now in the last 20 years. So my question to you, there is something in this universe, in our world now, that allowed this Wim Hof phenomena to happen. That is, what is, we call it God or higher consciousness. How come that this is happening right now? Why is it happening? What's your opinion?
I well thought about this. 50 years ago, we had no iPhones. 50 years ago, the Apollo, they went to the moon. Now we have an iPhone, and all the iPhone is more intelligent, has more bytes than the whole Apollo project. And we got it in our hands, and that is what we got in our hands. Is a fruit of our neurology. Only we are not awakened to that neurology. We are not connected. And now I showed in science, first I showed that the autonomic nervous system is no longer the autonomic nervous system, that we can access into the autonomic nervous system. I have showed that the inflammation can be stopped through breathing techniques, conscious breathing techniques. And then I showed in Michigan how to stop physical stress by just using the neurology of thought. Just by a thought, making skin temperature not going down while cold water is coming upon it. That is not because I'm a fakir or a yogi or a superhuman. No, it's because I connected my conscious will with the deepest part of the brain, the stress mechanisms of the brain, the periaqueductal gray hemisphere. I know how to activate opioids, but that's logical. After so much practice into the cold, you learn to activate opioids. But then also to feel good is to activate the euphoric hormones, the cannabinoids. And then the serotonin and the dopamine and the endorphins, the endocrine system, I can activate it all just by thought. And this is the neurology of ours. We are ready. This is the time that we learn consciously to connect, that to make happen. That's what makes us happy, which is hormonal, healthy, which is the immune system, and power, energy, to feel strength, which are the metabolic processes in the cell. Through breathing techniques, we are able to create so much more energy in the mitochondria. And it has all been shown in the science. We are now with in the neurology within everybody's heads in the world now is much more developed than, say, 50 years ago or 100 years ago. It's now. We have a different neurology. From the outside, we still look the same, but inside, we have changed. And I only showed it as a simple, normal guy being determined to show through science what we really are at. So what I can do, anybody can do. This is what I always say, but yet the people are still sort of dormant, asleep. So they are not using the power they actually have. And it is time is ripe. And because the time is ripe, people feel attracted to this by the millions now, but it should be billions.
So you feel humanity kind of became ready.
Yes.
What they say, when the student is ready, the teacher will come. So is ready to receive your method.
Yes. Then. And I'm not a teacher, but I'm teaching. You know, yes. I'm simply a pupil of life. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. Yeah. That is the simplicity.
You are teaching in the best possible way. You know, the word knowledge means understanding gained through experience. You don't teach theory. You let people know because they experience it. They do it. I experienced it.
Exactly. Feeling is understanding. And that is what I want to bring to the people. People lost their feeling. They are thinking to overthink so much. And they have to subdue their minds to thinking, regulations, ethics, morals, careers, all kinds of things, except, right, where is your feeling? Do you feel good?
Yeah.
Can you maintain that feeling? Can you guarantee you yourself good to feel good, you yourself, and pass it on to your children? That we forgot. We forgot about that. And now I found these tools. And I say, just do this. It's not dogmatic. It's not a religion, but you will be able to feel divine. The divinity within yourself is there. That is the way we were born. We don't need the churches. We don't need to. We need now one humanity, one divinity. We need love for everybody the same. And that we can pass it on to our children with full control over the hormonal system, immune system, lymphatic system, vascular system, the mind itself, we are doing the studies right now with the best of researchers. And that is because I love criticism to come. It only will polish the diamond of the truth. And we are bound. We are all loving the truth, but we don't know where it is. That's what we do, Peter. With this, we bring simple tools to the people without force, and they can just try it out themselves.
I love the word tools because, remember, my show is called Dr. Peter Resnick's Toolbox.
Ah,
but
there we are.
I have one more question. Let me bring you away from humanity to a smaller group of people. We know that the average listener of the Progressive Radio Network that I'm representing is middle-aged people. And I think it's at this age, and I think you and I are a little bit past that middle age.
Yeah.
But at this age, people finally begin to think about their health. Till then, they feel invincible. So my question to you, what is your recommendation to people who are between like 30 and 50, 25 and 60? How do they start? How do they not start fixing what is broken, but start building themselves? What is the beginning?
Yes, it is not about fixing what is broken. It is about getting a deep connection with the systems within yourself. And that is done through the breathing techniques and the cold. Then it will come in its own way. It's like water. It will come like, oh, it's there. I can reach my things because I'm not into your things. I'm into giving you a tool to go into your beautiful individual self. That is not mine. What is mine is I'm here to pass on some tools I found in nature, and they work, and they work for everybody. Listen, the best thing you can do for yourself, I'm talking to the listener now, is take those cold showers and just do it 10 days. Then you will see it will affect your energy levels. Your heart rate will go down. That means much more energy and much less heart rate going on. That means less stress. And the breathing techniques, they are very able. Whenever a cold or a flu or you feel not so good, it brings you back. You learn how to suppress, say, flu symptoms, inflammation of any kind. It's amazing. It's amazing. And then only then starts the different from that different perspective, your mind to change the paradigm inside. Because you are born to be the master over your mind and your body. Let me tell you that. Just begin. Just begin to use these tools and find out the depth of your physiology and of your mind. It's awaiting. It's beautiful. It's you.
So I can make the official statement that Wim Hof in the end of 20th century, the beginning of 21st century, resolved a great debate of 19th century between Claude Bernard and Louis Pasteur. And where you probably know, Pasteur was saying it's bacteria, it's outside something that comes in and destroys us. And Claude Bernard said, no, it's the inside, it's the environment. And you are decisively saying it is environment. Is that right?
Yes. And we have the immune system because we are built on bacteria. We have the immune system, the specific immune system to detect what is right and what is wrong in the bacteria coming in or being on the loose, having a reaction on our immune system. What I teach people is how the tool is to learn to activate a specific immune system, which is able to bring the wrong bacteria directly to apoptosis, cell death, from within, through your consciousness. Conscious breathing, it does it. And at a certain moment, think about this, it is your thought that will be able to ignite the deepest of your own physiology, the deepest of your stress mechanisms in the brain. It's no more than logic that we got this brain, but now activating the deep systems of the stress mechanisms inside the brain connected to the body. It's all there. So what Bernard said and what Pasteur says and what we say, that is innovation. And we should always be there for innovating science, looking for the light, looking for the soul, looking for the unknown, because it's so beautiful. It is mystical. And it is every time that depth is excitement. It's like when you are in love with a person, you don't think, you go, you fly. And this is the way you should see life, love life, feel life, feel alive.
Thank you. Final question, if you don't mind, I have just a couple of...
Good.
Right now, you know what we're dealing with, all this COVID-19. What would be your advice to people, how they can feel not so anxious and protect themselves, make sure that they're strong enough? What can they do right now?
Right now, it has also already been shown in 2014 study that we bring down the inflammatory markers, which is the result, the cytokine storm, it's called. It's the damaging factor of the COVID, the cytokine storm. And when we feel the symptoms of COVID, then begin to do the breathing exercises really good, because it brings down the inflammatory markers, and then the damage cannot develop within the body. That is number one. Take the cold showers. Take the cold showers, because you go and learn how to deal with stress. That is, the cold showers is not only good to train your cardiovascular system, but also in the mind, how to deal with stress. You will see it has a direct effect. So two things, the anxiety and the inflammation, which is going on right now, can be brought down by you by doing this. And this is in the free app we got on the website. Or read the book, then you see it's all evidence-based.
Even if somebody already has fever and they already have COVID-19, they can still start doing these exercises and will get benefit.
As long as you can breathe, you can do this. And another thing, in New York, they did on four people suffering from COVID. In New York, they did it, a study, and they put them in hypothermic circumstances for 2 days to slightly hypothermia, slightly. And they were bound to die, but then they reversed it by bringing the body in a hypothermic, slightly hypothermic core body temperature state. And it has been proven. But it is, once again, what we said in the beginning already, it's because of the money that people don't take up natural methods. They don't want that. They want not patients, they want clients. And that is a paradigm. That is the way people think. So you think twice when you take on what we have been saying. Of course, what we have been saying is evidence-based, and it really works. And you have
Thank you so much. You're a gift to humanity, and of course, a big gift to my listeners. I really appreciate you for coming today. Thank you. Well, I'm still charged with his tremendous energy. Those to whom I introduced Wim Hof, those who did not know about Wim Hof before, I kind of feel responsible for what you do with what you just have learned. Of course, not everybody will go now and jump into cold water or swim under the ice. But I still want to say something. about practicing Wim Hof's techniques. I'm one of them who practices. But I believe you need to start very gently. For example, I did not start going under cold shower. I started with warm shower, just a little bit colder, a little bit colder again. Then the same with walking on the cold weather. I started in September, slowly, every day, exercising on my terrace. And with every day, it was getting cooler and cooler. And then I was able to slowly expose myself to any temperature because it doesn't suddenly freeze. So we all have different body types, all have different immune system. We're prepared differently. So you have to be very, very cautious. At the same time, it's wonderful to challenge your body, but not suddenly, and take into account your physical state. For example, I would recommend that you do your, if you decide to do Wim Hof exercises, again, you go on internet, write Wim Hof method for free, you will download his exercise. If you start, you do it in the morning, not in the evening. Why? Because when you do this exercise of breathing, it stimulates your sympathetic nervous system. And yeah, you will calm down eventually. But if you have already sleeping problems, you may have difficulties falling asleep because it stimulates sympathetic nervous system. And in order to go to sleep and relax, you need to stimulate parasympathetic nervous system. I can teach you how to do it if you have sleeping problems. Please send me an email and I will gladly talk about it. The same thing with your respiratory system, with your cardiovascular system. You have to be prepared. You have to challenge your body, but very slowly. Yesterday, just before going to sleep, I spoke to my brother, Igor, and he's a very wise man. He actually told me an interesting tale I want to share with you. Once a man came to a medicine man, to a shaman, with his son, and he said to the master, "Listen, my son is lazy. He is not a man. He doesn't know how to make an effort. I don't know what to do with him." And the shaman said, "Listen, if you leave him with me for a year, you will get back a man." And the man who brought his son didn't have any choice and said, "Okay, you take my son." And he left. And the son started crying and say, "What will I do?" And he was a teenager. How will I live here? And the man said, the master said, "If you want to eat, to be fed, you will have to do this task. Here is a big boulder," and he pointed to a boulder that was at least 60, 70 pounds. "You need to bring it up to this steep hill, all the way up." And the boy started crying, said, "I cannot even move this boulder. How can I do it?" And the shaman said, "Okay, you just go slowly. Try without the boulder. Go up the hill." And the boy now was happy that he doesn't have to touch the boulder. He started climbing the hill. He lost his breath. He was crying again. It was so difficult. Finally, he reached the top and then came down. And the man, the master said, "Okay, that is very nice. Next day you go again." And the next day. And then on the third, fourth day, he said to him, "Listen, take this little pebble, put it in the pocket and go up the hill." And the boy went with the pebble. And to make a long story short, day by day, he was taking more and more pebbles. Then he started taking stones. Then he started taking bigger stones. It was getting more difficult. And he had to refine his character. He had to make an effort, push himself more and more day after day. He was becoming stronger, more confident. He started carrying heavy, heavy rocks up till one day he was able to lift that huge, huge boulder and walk to the top of the hill with the boulder. And the year has passed, and the boy's father arrived, and he saw this young man, confident and strong, muscular man, and he came to the master, said, "You are a magician. What kind of incantation, what kind of prayers did you say that you made this whiny boy into a man?" And the master said, "I just asked him to do one thing, one thing after another, day by day. And this story is teaching us basically that we don't become great by trying to change ourselves in a moment. We have to practice and practice patiently. And you must be loving and patient with yourself as you practice. That's the key. As Mother Teresa said, there are no great things, only small things done with great love. So you have to, as you expose yourself, whether it's Wim Hof's techniques or practicing the tools that I share with you in my talks, you have to be patient and loving with yourself, day after day practicing, and you will get there. And now our time together came to an end. Once again, I want to wish you a happy new year. Now we're in the new year, and let it be a beautiful start. Thank you for being with me today. I hope I will have your ear next Tuesday. Peace to all who want to live in peace. Adelante, get up to the beat, adelante.